MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage in communities on the North Shore. Showers this afternoon, temperatures near 80, high tide in Gloucester Harbor, 10:37 a.m. and 10:46 p.m. North Shore cities and towns are celebrating Pride Month this June. We have photos and announcements from several communities that can be viewed on this post. This is Lynn Mayor Jared Nicholson's statement yesterday on Pride Month.
Each June, we celebrate LGBTQ plus Pride Month, a time when we uplift and celebrate members of the LGBTQ plus community and reflect on their progress in the fight for justice, inclusion, and equality around the country. This month is an important time to honor generations of LGBTQ plus leaders and their efforts to make sure that everyone, no matter their sexuality or gender, is treated humanely and never ashamed to be who they are. Unfortunately, members of the LGBTQ plus community, especially people of color and trans people, are continuously met with discrimination and unjust efforts to undermine their human rights. My administration condemns all forms of homophobia, transphobia, and legislation that targets LGBTQ rights and freedom. The City of Lynn stands with all LGBTQ plus community members here and beyond, and we remain committed to providing a city that makes you feel welcomed, respected, and safe.
That's Lynn Mayor Jared Nicholson. Governor Mara Healey will be in Newburyport this afternoon to speak at a Pride event. This is Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon on today's event and what is ahead this weekend in Newburyport.
4 p.m. on Friday, we have the Pride flag raising, and Governor Mara Healey is actually coming to do that with us. So we're going to have a short ceremony at 4 o'clock on Friday afternoon at City Hall, and then that kicks off, you know, Pride weekend here. It's actually Pride month, the whole month of June, but we're going to have some events this weekend. 12 p.m. on Saturday, we have our first Pride parade, which starts at Bartlett Mall, and it's going to travel down Green Street to the waterfront, so we're looking forward to that. Saturday and Sunday downtown is also Spring Fest going on, which is the Chamber of Commerce puts that on, and that'll be, you know, crafts and vendors and music down on the waterfront all weekend long. It looks like we're going to have some pretty good, we might get rain at one point, but it looks like it's going to be a pretty good weekend.
That's Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon. Local mothers are standing up to a group of teens who have been harassing employees at the McDonald's on High Street in Danvers. Salem News reporter Caroline Enos reports that a group of 4 to 6 kids arrive on their bikes weekday afternoons after school gets out and are rude to employees at that McDonald's. Revere City officials are saying that they are planning to keep beachgoers safe this weekend by adding additional police patrols. Last weekend, Revere Beach had to be closed due to a shooting on the beach and a second nearby shooting. There's new data as to what's going on in Essex County. Paul Layton writes in today's Salem News that the county is experiencing low unemployment, healthy job growth, and increased graduation rates, while at the same time seeing there are deep pockets of poverty and low student achievement. The data is from the Essex County Community Foundation, and today's story has many additional findings. That's in today's Salem News. High school graduations continue this week in the area. Essex Tech handed out 394 diplomas yesterday. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
This is MSO Sports, bringing voice to the North Shore. The Red Sox beat the Reds last night 8-2, but pitcher Chris Sale had to leave the game with shoulder soreness. Endicott College competes today in the College World Series in Iowa. Their game is set for 2:15 this afternoon. We have a post up on our website with game information and a video link to watch today's game. In high school tournament baseball yesterday, Marblehead topped Somerville 13-10 to advance in the MIAA tournament. Game details on our Thursday scoreboard post. Danvers lost to Silver Lake 2-1 yesterday. We will have a lot more on the MIAA tournament throughout the weekend and, of course, into next week. That is sports along with Rick Moore. I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us on North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.